When I was young, typing on typewriters, I'm not sure I ever once used the at symbol, the cursive A with the circle around it on the keyboard. In fact, if I ever thought about it, I wouldn't have known what it was doing there. Then email came along, and that little piece of graphic design became an indispensable part of daily life. In this installment of our series, Design for the Real World, curator Paola Antonelli from the Museum of Modern Art explains why the at symbol has been so enduring. Also, endearing.
Today, the at symbol is an intrinsic part of our identity. It's on our business cards, in our email address, it's in our tweets, it's used everywhere, even to denote a kind of indefinite sexuality, especially in Spanish. It really has become a part of our language and a part of our culture. The elegance is just completely out of any doubt. It's so elegant also to write. The way your hand just flows when you make that particular symbol is just priceless. You know, some people call it the pig's tail, or others monkey's tail. Others call it the sign of the meow, as if it were a cat meowing, or a snail, or a shell. It makes me think of, you know, I don't know if there's any language that calls it belly button, but, you know, ravioli in Italy, tortellini, they're made after belly buttons of Venus. That's what the legend says. And to me, there's something that recalls tortellini, recalls that kind of primordial gesture of the center of gravity in the at sign. The first findings of the at sign go back to the Middle Ages. In some work by monks, they were writing by hand old scripts, and they used the sign as a ligature, meaning that they fused the two letters of the preposition ad in Latin, which meant towards or in relationship with, and they fused it in the sign. They basically brought a swirl on top of the A to ligate the D. And ever since, the at sign has been found across the centuries. For instance, in the Venetian trade treaties of the 17th century, you can find the at sign meaning in a relationship between price and measure or weight. And it lived on also throughout the 20th century. It was called the commercial at, the commercial A, and it was used mostly by accountants. Until Ray Tomlinson, who in 1971, as an electrical engineer, was working for a company that had been contracted by the government of the United States to design the internet and the email system. So Ray Tomlinson found himself dealing with a very, very long line of code to connect the name of a person at the beginning to the computer, the server, at the end. And looking at this big line of code that was kind of repeating itself with all the addresses, he thought that he needed a ligature once again. He looked at the keyboard of the Model 55 teletype that he was working on, and he noticed this key that was underused but still was there. He did some research, and he found out that it was the only preposition on the keyboard. So with this beautiful gesture of using a key that already existed without any need to redo the keyboards, he brought to new life a really, really ancient symbol, and I cannot think of any better way to describe how design should be today than that.
Paola Antonelli of the Museum of Modern Art. The museum recently acquired an at symbol for its design collection, and you can see the old one that Ray Tomlinson first saw on his Model 55 teletypewriter in 1971 at studio360.org. Kim Gittleson produced our story.